Now, another in our series of Your Vote 2018 interviews with candidates in the June 12th primary. In a moment, we'll hear from Democratic gubernatorial candidate Donna Dion. Dion from Biddeford is one of seven Democrats seeking the Blaine House. She talked with our Nora Flaherty about what would make voters choose her.
Well, I indicated right off the bat, before I even met the other candidates, that my platform was respect. We need to bring respect back into Augusta because we needed to start resolving some of the concerns and issues that we were trying to move forward. And my background is in negotiations. I have 45 years in the financial arena, of which 12 of those were with Time Warner, which I was the first manager in Portland. So as a result, I was required to do a lot of public relations, which turned into negotiations and franchises. And it also turned into me going out and doing checks and balances at other organizations and bringing very volatile individuals who didn't want a stranger in their organization. So I found that I have been very successful in my 45 years in bringing people to the table.
From your perspective, what's the biggest challenge that's facing Maine? And as governor, what would you do to respond to it?
I think we need to bring in more revenue. There is a possibility of bringing new revenue into the state by just looking at locations or individuals that don't pay any revenue in the state of Maine, for example. I'm working on a project of looking at all of the residential homes that are owned by non-Maine residents who do pay taxes and assist the communities, but they freely use our infrastructure without putting a penny into the income tax levels. So I'm looking at some programs that are being utilized in other states where they receive that extra funds for people who do not reside in the state, who own property in the state, so that we start bringing revenue and taking the burden off of our own people, the Mainers. I'm a money person. I'm looking at how do we structure what we have? Is it being used effectively? Can we improve it? And how do we change it? So I would look at it as being a revenue situation, which encompasses a lot of other avenues.
Polls fairly consistently show that jobs are the biggest concern for voters in Maine. As governor, what would you do to help grow the economy?
I first would like to look at the businesses that already exist here. They already have rooted in the state of Maine. They have some loyalty. They have an investment. And so how do we take our workforce and provide them, even the new workforce, provide them with proper training, so which enables them as a carrot to tell the businesses, you don't have to invest money to train them. We're going to do the training on the basis that they need in order to assist you in growing your business right here in Maine. And at the same time, working with our students in the colleges for internships and making them have the ability to on-the-job training and not costing the businesses anything, but at the same time providing them with first-quality staff.
As you know, Maine voters will be using ranked choice voting in this primary election. Assuming that you would rank yourself number one, who would be your second or third choice and why?
It's kind of hard. I really, Betsy Sweet, Mark Eves, I think all of them at any time could possibly be that second choice.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Donna Dion. Tomorrow here on Morning Edition, we'll hear from two more candidates. You can hear more from Donna Dion and Republican gubernatorial candidate Mary Mayhew in our 2 o'clock hour today here on Maine Public Radio. The interviews and additional Your Vote 2018 information is also at our website, mainepublic.org/yourvote.